This is episode 997. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself this time to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. And in today's episode, you're going to be guided using an affirmation technique. So I'll share with you a technique you can take into your meditation today, or you could do it as you're out doing errands, or even as you're getting ready to drift off to sleep at night. Wherever you do these techniques, it's all good. You can take these techniques off your meditation cushion and into your everyday life, where you're most likely to encounter stress triggers. Well, I'm Mary Meckley, and I offer a different meditation technique every day on the podcast, and each technique is customized around a theme we explore for a week. And the theme we're exploring this week is a little different than what we normally explore, and that is for you to create a quest. Possibly you'll want to create a meditation quest, or maybe you want to create a quest that has to do with something else, maybe something you've been wanting to explore for a long time. Now, 2.5 years ago, I created a meditation quest, and I am still on my quest. You're listening to my quest right this moment. So I had the quest to create a different meditation every single day and to use a different technique in each meditation. I wanted to really explore different meditation techniques. So it was a way for me to become more consistent in my ritual. If I knew I had made the commitment to show up every single day, if I made that commitment to you, you'd be expecting these series. So I decided that I was going to do this, and I haven't missed a meditation in almost 1,000 days. Now, over the past holiday season, I didn't record on the podcast for 2 weeks. I went away off the grid on a vacation for the holidays, and I record these meditations on my laptop with my microphone, and I just didn't have a backup hard drive to save all the files, and I just didn't have the space on my computer to record both the meditations for the subscription membership site that I have, which is at sipandom.com. That's my website. That is sipandom.com. I leave a 30-minute fully guided meditation there. Well, I didn't have enough bandwidth on my laptop to record the 30-minute daily meditations as well as the podcast episodes. So I still recorded a meditation each day, but I just didn't do the podcast episodes. So in 2.5 years, I haven't missed a single day. So I'm coming up on the 1,000th episode. And so that's why I decided to encourage you this week to start your own quest. And I'm going to share with you, before I share with you the meditation technique, I want to give you a little insight into ways that you can make your quest successful. There are certain things that I have definitely learned along the way. Now, hopefully you've come up with the kind of quest you want. These series, as I mentioned, are 7-part week-long series. So yesterday was the first episode in the series. Today's the second episode. You can go back and listen to yesterday's episode, but you really don't have to, because these episodes don't really follow any kind of sequence. And so you can pretty much jump in wherever you want. But we are creating a quest this week. So just think about something that you would like to do for your own quest, that you could lead yourself on a journey where you explore something new or challenge yourself in some way. And I definitely have insight to share with you in regard to that. Now, my quest is a daily quest, and yours doesn't have to be a daily quest. I know people who have a quest to travel to every country in Europe. Well, they start their quest by sitting down with a calendar and blocking out a chunk of time in order to maybe visit one or two countries a year, whatever works out best for them. So their quest can take even several decades. And your quest might even be something that you just plan for and do once a month or once a week, or you could do it daily, like I did. So it's just up to you. Do what works best for you. So the three insights that I want to share with you today, I shared three insights with you yesterday that you can go back and listen to if you'd like to. Well, the insights for today all begin with S. So I tried to make it easy for you by making them all begin with the same letter. So the first S is for you to be a little bit silly. And what I mean by that is, don't take yourself so seriously when you're on your quest. You strive for the best you can, but it's not as though there's a guidebook for your quest, because your experience is going to be different from anyone else's experience, even if they've done the same thing that you're questing for right now. So for myself, I knew that I would need to make recording meditations fun. And in order to do that, I knew I just couldn't be so serious, that I'd want to share my day sometimes or share my experiences with you to make it more real. And I also knew that I didn't want it to be something where it was just too perfect, because I knew that to do this every day, I wouldn't be able to be in a studio, in a home studio that I might make in my closet or a spare room. I knew that I would need to have my laptop and my computer with me if I were going to make this actually happen every single day. And so I simply take my laptop and computer and sit down and record meditations wherever I happen to be when I have the chance to do that. And so I am coming to you very real. And sometimes you might hear background noise, or I may say a word incorrectly or stumble over my words. And I just knew that that would need to be okay if I were going to share a meditation every day. And so I just built that into the way I share meditation, to where it's a little bit rough around the edges, because I've taught many people how to meditate. And one thing I notice is that some people feel intimidated by their meditation ritual. And I think the best way to meditate is just to sit down and do it and make it happen wherever you can. Whether you're in a crowded subway commuting to work, or you are in an airport, or you are at your home and maybe children are crawling all over you, make it happen where you can. So if you hear the background noises, it's fine, because I know where you're meditating is not going to always be perfect. And so I wanted to make it as real as possible to give you my own real life experiences. So the first S, keep it silly. Just don't take yourself so seriously. Now the second S is structure. So this means think of a way that you could realistically make your quest work out for you. So you want to do this quest. How can you make this a reality? As I mentioned, for myself and my own experience, I knew it just couldn't be perfect. I couldn't spend hours editing meditations. I knew that I'd need to just sit down and record it. If something's really obnoxious, okay, I'll stop and edit it out. But I knew that I would have to just leave some of the mistakes and some of the background noises in, such as when the garbage truck comes every Monday and Thursday where I live, and I'm meditating outside doing a recording and it picks it up. I often just leave it in because it's part of real life. I'm sure you have garbage trucks where you live and you might be meditating when they go by. And so part of meditation is to manage these distractions, to manage stress triggers. It's not to be able to meditate perfectly in an environment where you're completely uninterrupted. That would be great. And if you could do that sometimes, that's fantastic. But most of the time when you meditate, there will be noises, there will be sirens, there will be loud mufflers, there will be people walking in, and it's part of being able to manage your stress. That's likely why you meditate. So whatever your quest is, think about how you can structure it to make it really work for you. Now the third S is slack, as in cut yourself some slack. Now, when you go on a quest, there is likely not going to be anything that you could follow specifically for your unique case. That's why it's a quest. You're carving out your own unique journey, your own unique path. You don't know where it's going to take you. And so if you flub something up or something doesn't go wrong, allow yourself to just experience the journey without being so hard on yourself if things don't go right. And enjoy the process along the way. So cut yourself some slack. So the three S's are: allow yourself to be a little silly and crazy. Create some structure so that you'll actually be able to fit this quest into your lifestyle. And third, cut yourself some slack. Allow yourself to make mistakes, to not get things right the first time you do them, and mostly to enjoy yourself along the way. Now, with that, this is a little bit longer than I normally record on the podcast here, but I would love to let you know the affirmation I created for you for your quest. It is longer than I normally create an affirmation, just like this episode is longer than most of the episodes I record for the podcast. And that is because it's worth it to me to share this with you, because I'm a firm believer in quests. I think they can be pivotal, and you may find that the quest becomes the cornerstone of your life. You just might be surprised to find that out. So the affirmation that I encourage you to sit down right now as you get ready to meditate or go about your day is: I open myself to an opportunity to last a lifetime. I open myself to an opportunity to last a lifetime. So sit down now, repeat the affirmation in a loud voice using the power of your voice, and then repeat the affirmation in your natural speaking voice. Then repeat it in a whisper, and then mentally, silently repeat the affirmation to yourself. Try it on all these different ways, because that allows it to seep into your consciousness on many different levels. Again, the affirmation is, I open myself to an opportunity to last a lifetime. If you want to be guided in this affirmation in a meditation, again, you can go to my website at sipandom.com. As always, meditate just to the point where you could go a little further. Always end your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.